Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com. Live in his car, once again, driving through the city of Detroit, where Purdue defeated Tennessee 72-66 today in the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament, meaning they are Midwest regional champions and are advancing to their first Final Four since 1980. This is the day that so many in the Purdue basketball world have waited so patiently, in some cases impatiently in others. This is what you have waited for. This is your goldenblack.com drive home postgame podcast. It is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which I will be driving by in about 5 hours. So just getting right into it. You know, the game almost is immaterial at this point, which is too bad because it was an unbelievable basketball game. Tennessee and Purdue next year ought to play every week, because you have seen some of the best college basketball games you could ever imagine between these two teams. That's probably overstatement, but I'm trying to also keep my eyes on the road here. So, but Purdue and Tennessee play another absolute classic. I think it's going to get lost in all of this that Purdue was down 11 points in the first half, and they led at half. It falls in line with just this whole air around this team. You know, I've said it before. There's always seemed like there's like this inevitability about this Purdue team. And I think it really kind of came out in Honolulu when you realized that, you know, these guys mean business. You know, they went through what they went through last year, but these guys mean business. And as I've said more than once today alone, you know, this hasn't just been a season. This hasn't been goals. This has been a mission for these guys. And you've seen the way they carry themselves, the business-like manner with which they've carried themselves, how thoroughly unimpressed they've been with themselves when they've won, how completely unbothered they've been when they've lost. You know, the four times they lost, all due to turnovers. This is still a team whose best has never not been good enough. And their standard has been themselves, and that's a really remarkable approach for a team full of, you know, these are kids, these are young people, and that's a really hard thing to do in college basketball. You see everywhere, all year long, even now in the NCAA tournament, teams losing games they have no business losing. Purdue did that last year, obviously, and it's just part of college basketball. But this Purdue team has been very mature, clearly toughened up by its past experiences, clearly more mature. And as I said throughout the offseason, last year was not Purdue's chance. People looked at it that way because Purdue was number one in the country at one point, but they were playing two freshman guards. They just weren't ready for it, not the guards, the team collectively. They didn't have enough balance. They didn't have enough of a lot of things. But people, it got covered up by Zach Edey's greatness. As soon as Edey announced he was coming back, this year became Purdue's shot. It's silver bullet. It's best chance in forever to do something really special. And, you know, there's still games to be played here, potentially games to be won. But Purdue, by virtue of just what happened here today, did something special because, you know, the Final Four is a big deal. It's probably a bigger deal than it ought to be considering the randomness of the NCAA tournament and the weight it carries with a lot of people and the way people are perceived, programs are perceived, but that's the way of the world. That's what everybody signed up for. And now, I don't think Purdue or Matt Painter needed any validation. Zach Edey certainly didn't. But this is all the validation you could want. Obviously, you could still do a little bit more by winning the national title, but the Final Four is kind of the magic, the sort of thin air of college basketball, the Shangri-La, if you will. I'm not very well-schooled in Eastern culture, but I think that means paradise, the promised land, whatever it might be. But Purdue has made the Final Four. Purdue has cracked the quote-unquote glass ceiling, and it is something that the program's waited a very long time for. The people associated with it have waited a very long time for, and Purdue's tone after this game was it was for the people who came before this team. You know, the Robbie Hummels, the Gene Cadys, the people who have really made this program kind of what it is. You know, the Troy Lewis's, Everett Stevens, Todd Mitchell's, you know, people like that. Larry Clisby comes to mind. I think this was a really, really special moment for Purdue, for Purdue's extended basketball family, which is inordinately tight. Those who want to be kept in the family are kept in the family, so to speak. And it's what makes Purdue kind of unique. Everybody says that, but they don't all mean it. And I've observed it firsthand. It's not like I'm just parroting what they say. I've observed it. And this was a really big day for everybody ever associated with this program. And there's more to come. Purdue plays NC State, believe it or not, an 11 seed in the Final Four this weekend. And then if they can get past NC State, then it would be playing for a national title. So we will see what happens. But today alone, Purdue did something really special. This season, Purdue did something really special. And that's what I got. I'm driving down I-75 now past the gas fires of the refineries. And I'll just cut it off there. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it. And thank you, as always, to the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Designer Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which I'll be driving by in about 5 hours once again. I hope that didn't all run together. So I will talk to you guys again from Arizona here this weekend. So thanks, everybody.